Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports Page here on KNIA KRLS. Eric Gotchels. We are joined right now by Pella Christian boys track and field coach Keith Anderson. Coach, this is the first time I've had a chance to talk to you, so thanks a lot for the time and really appreciate that.
Sure, no problem. I appreciate you having me on, and I look forward to answering the questions about the upcoming season.
Well, yeah, as we talk a little bit about Pella Christian track, I think the first place we'll start is just a little bit with you. This is your first year teaching at Pella Christian. How's the transition gone for you as you've moved into your career?
It's gone great. I've had a lot of familiarity with being back here. I did my student teaching here a couple of years ago, so knew a lot of the faces, a lot of the faculty, a lot of the kids. So just happy to be back, and I feel the transition's gone really smoothly.
Well, Coach Anderson, what's a little bit of your background? Where did you come from, and how have you been involved in running?
Sure. I'm originally from Northwest Iowa. Was not really a runner growing up, but in the past 6-7 years, I've really gotten into running triathlons. Do a lot of running on the side, so I'm very familiar with what it takes to be a successful runner. The position came open to be the track coach here, and I jumped at the opportunity.
Well, I wanted to look back at just kind of how you've set the table for this season. I know you're coming off of spring break a week ago, so there wasn't a whole lot going on then because you had a lot of kids gone. When did you start getting kids out and running a little bit and getting ready for the season?
I believe we actually started practice back on February 13th, sometime around then. But we've got a good solid 3 weeks of practice under our belts. We've had some great days where we've been able to get outside and get some running in outside. But we've done some stuff inside, some plyometrics in the gym, and just some running in the halls. But we've got a good solid base so far.
Coach Anderson, as far as numbers go, how many guys do you have out this year for Pella Christian?
Right now we've got 17 guys out.
And in terms of breakdown, you and I were talking about this earlier. Seems like a good contingency, especially with the junior class, but you got some senior leaders too.
We do. Numbers aren't real great in the senior class, but I got three solid seniors that are out. I'm going to look on them a lot for leadership and helping some of these younger boys out. But a couple of the names that pop out are Nate Tweet and Caleb Fredrickson. Both of those guys have tremendous experience with running. Some of my sprinters, and they're going to be able to really help those younger guys out and get them some form and just some tips to help them be successful in their careers.
Again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Pella Christian boys track and field coach Keith Anderson here on the Marion County PM Sports Page. For you as a first-year head coach, how helpful is it to have some experience there at the junior and senior level to kind of help push you along?
That's tremendous for me. I've got a mindset of what I hope will work, but being able to just ask the boys on what has worked in the past and what they feel has helped them become better runners, I'm willing to take their suggestions and tweak my workouts a little bit to help them be most successful in what they enjoy. That doesn't mean taking the easy way out and making it an easy practice, but if they say, hey, I'd really like to do this today and I think this will be a good for today, I'm willing to do that and make that happen.
Well, Coach Anderson, on the other spectrum of that, you've always got the new faces coming in, the freshmen. How's your freshman class looking? Who are some of the guys that you expect to be able to make an immediate impact on this squad?
Sure. I've got a pretty good core of freshmen coming in. Some great kids that don't have a whole lot of running experience and maybe haven't had a whole lot of coaching just from being in the middle school track programs that they come from. But they're in there working hard. Some of those guys have never lifted a weight before this season. So getting them in the weight room and getting them showing them how to lift properly, squats, bench, things like that is just really seen a progression here in these few weeks that we've had practice so far.
Yeah, Coach Anderson, I know one of the things that you and I had talked about before this interview is kind of how track can be the catalyst for a lot of other sports, and you're doing a lot of different strength training and conditioning training. What are some of the specific workouts that you've got your athletes working on that are helping them to be better all-around athletes?
Sure. Just some different things that we do is may have heard of it, but P90X. I've got some videos from P90X that we've done, some cardio and plyometrics. So a lot of jumping, getting off the ground, getting on to boxes, getting on to bleachers, things like that. Just really helping the joints and some of the muscles that some of these guys don't usually use. I think after we do one of those videos, those guys are just beat. And that's a great sign to see them just sweating, seeing them that they've got a great workout in for that day. And we do that at least once a week or once every 10 days.
Yeah, and it seems like those type of workouts really target the explosiveness. So you're able to hit not only your sprinters, but also some of the things that your throwers and other runners can compete
exactly,
in.
Exactly, exactly. You're moving lower body, upper body. You're doing some different movements with the upper body on some different types of jumping jacks. You're getting on the floor and doing some different times of squats. So it really doesn't target one specific area. Or sprinters or distance runners is helping all of my guys at once.
Again, Pella Christian Boys track and field coach Keith Anderson joining us right now. Coach, we talked a little bit that you lost some very good seniors from last year's squad, but when you look at what you've got returning, what are the events that you think this Pella Christian Boys team will be strong at this season?
Sure. I definitely realize that we lost some good runners last year. I'm excited with what I have, but I know we've got some great sprinters. Nate Tweet and Caleb Fredrickson, those two guys are quick. So I'm really looking on them in the 100, 200, and then looking for two other guys that I can put with them on some of our relays to really compete and do well in those. But I think that we're going to be great in our sprints. Not quite sure on our distance runners yet. Still kind of looking for some guys to stand out there and build some stamina and see what we have to work with there.
On the other side of that coin, let's talk about field events. I know we've kind of touched on, I think, the throwers a little bit, but between throwers and jumpers, who are you looking at? What spots do you have to fill yet?
Sure. Throwing is something we haven't really been able to do a whole lot. It's been kind of wet out there. We haven't been able to get out into the pit and throw much, but I've got some junior guys, I think, that are going to be some good throwers for me. But in field events, in long jump and high jump, Derek Van Coten, he is He's a quick kid, and he's got some legs and can really jump. So I'm looking for him to show me what he's got in both of those events, and hopefully somebody else might be able to stand out and see what they got as well.
Coach Anderson, between what you've set as your own team goals and what you've heard from the guys, what is this Eagles squad looking to accomplish this season?
Well, we talk about it on a daily basis, just kind of individual goals and team goals. I'm gonna really look for some guys to step up. I have my expectations of what I hope they can do, but I'm hoping that they can bring something to the table that I haven't seen, be able to put some guys in some events that maybe they haven't run before, and maybe they can surprise me. Do I think this is a state championship team? I don't think so, but I think we've got some guys that can make it to state, and I really think that we can send some guys there and do well.
How about you? You mentioned the learning curve. How's the learning process gone for you? What are you learning already?
Sure. I can't thank enough Coach Hertigan. He's the girls coach here at Pella Christian. He's got a lot of experience coaching, so I've really gone to him with a lot of questions about what he's done and how he set up his track practices. So I've asked him a lot of questions, but he's been more than helpful and more than gracious to help me out with that. Also, I am lucky to have on staff here at Pella Christian is Coach Zondervan. Coach Zondervan was the boys track coach here for many, many years. So I've gone to him with some questions. He sent me some emails with a lot of different information that's worked for him over the years. And I've kind of pulled some bits and pieces from him and just kind of forming everything together into what I think can work for our team that we have this year.
You mentioned things that you were appreciative of. One of the things that I've noticed, and that I think a lot of people really appreciate, is the facilities. You've got a great place to work out.
Absolutely. Facilities here at Pella Christian are just top-notch. That track that we have out there is, you're not going to find a better one around here. Being able to go out there whenever we want and practice on that is great. We've now got a great throwing pit. Out on the north end of the school that was just finished up, I believe, last year. Haven't been able to get out there much, but I'm looking forward to getting our throwers out there and being able to throw some discus and shot. But, and the weight room we have as well, there's no excuses. We've got everything that we need. We just got to be able to use it and get the guys in there and get them working hard each and every day.
Coach Anderson, final question for you, and we'll let you get going. What are the things that have you excited as a coach and as a member of Pella Christian about this season?
What I am excited about is just the group of guys that I have. I've been able to build some relationships with them in football, and also being a teacher here, having them in the classroom. But we've been talking about this since football ended, about track starting. When was track going to start? getting in the weight room over the winter months so that you had a base and were solid going in. But guys have just been great. I've been able to coach them up. They're coachable, very coachable. They're willing to ask questions. But the senior leaders, like I said, are really helping out and stepping in and coaching as well. So I've basically got a couple of assistant coaches under me, which has been great and been very helpful as well.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for your time. I've really appreciated it. Looking forward to watching these guys compete throughout the season, and I'll talk to you again soon.
All right. I appreciate it, and I look forward to a great season.
Once again, Pella Christian Boys Track and Field Coach Keith Anderson. Stay tuned. We've got more of the Marion County PM Sports page coming up next right here on KNIA KRLS.